Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll play some mood music, play some glorious songs, try to figure out how long So Long is, and play some records for no particular reason. Back in 1921, Thomas Edison launched an ad campaign based on the mental effects of recorded music on listeners called the Mood Music Campaign. He enlisted the help of Dr. W.V. Bingham, director of the Department of Applied Psychology at the Carnegie Institute of Psychology, as well as other psychologists and music critics. They asked customers, buyers of Edison records and other labels, to participate by listening to records and reporting their emotional reactions on a mood change card. They published their findings in a 32-page booklet which listed records to bring you peace of mind, make you joyous, give you more energy, produce tender memories, and to stimulate and enrich your imagination. Too tired to get dinner? Music brings back the pep. Suffer from the tense strain of business? Music's a pleasant release. Nervous and exhausted from shopping? Be soothed and refreshed by music. There's a musical pick-me-up for you. A segment of mood music, beginning with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra.
Can it be the music that they're playing, or the magic of the violin that intrigues my heart into obeying. It's the mood that I'm in. Maybe it's the lovely things you tell me that help to keep me in this state of mind. Maybe it's your eyes that overwhelm me. Oh, tonight I'm so romantically inclined. So speak to me of words with love so tender. Let the rhapsody of life begin. I could give my heart in sweet surrender. It's the mood that I'm in.
Thank you. one can be. I feel like a weeping willow tree. I'm in a crying mood, yeah. Pair by pair, I see happy lovers everywhere. But the one I love don't seem to care. I'm in a crying mood. Oh, each day I'm by my own song. Blue Monday's rain and shine. I'll say this world is lonesome. I'm just a lonesome pie. Why, oh, why did she have to go and say goodbye? Seems the moon is blue and so am I. I'm in a crying mood. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Boo-hoo. Well, that was supposed to be some upbeat mood music, but Fats Waller was in a crying mood there on March 18, 1937. Crying Mood was written by Andy Razaf and Chick Webb. Fats was preceded by Benny Carter and his orchestra recording in London in late April of 1936 with Benny on clarinet. That was Just a Mood, written by Teddy Wilson, who also recorded it. Before that, we heard Valeida Snow with Derek Neville's orchestra on The Mood That I'm In. That Abner Silver and Al Sherman collaboration was recorded in London on July 7, 1937. And we set the mood with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Bunny Berrigan on trumpet March 14, 1933, and Mood Hollywood. Lenny Hayton wrote Mood Hollywood with Jimmy Dorsey. Speaking of moods, if you're ever looking for an obscure film to watch, find the 1987 comedy In the Mood, starring Patrick Dempsey. In the train scene, my wife appears, uncredited as the shoe-throwing lady. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and I'd be interested to know what effect this show has on your well-being. I don't have mood change cards, but I have an email address, and that's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Listener Dan in New York sent a nice email last week, among other things, asking to hear some Glory songs, specifically Paging Miss Glory, Gloriana, and I'm Writing to Glory. Well, I have all of those, of course, but I found a few others that might be new to you, Dan, and I hope you enjoy them.
Bringing us together, glory be to love for clearing up the weather. My heart looked up and found a rainbow. The skies know you're mine. Glory be to spring for bringing us the flowers, for the birds that sing their symphony of love. Dreams that once were incomplete all come true each time we meet. Glory be to the glory of our love. Mm-hmm.
gonna tell Lizor in a spot on the avenue. I'm in my heaven whenever you're by my side, putting my best foot forward and beaming with pride. Oh, when I'm out on my own, there's no one who's duller, but with you, it's a horse of a different color. Life's hunky-dory, it's funny what love can do. Now I'm right in my glory when I'm with you.
This sermon, at them pearly gates you will be missing, if you don't make up your mind and listen. Pray to be forgiven, change your way of living, if you ever want to go to glory. Gospel training waiting, now stop procrastinating, get your one-way ticket now for glory. Come on, get on board, I said get on board. Or you may be too late to see the Lord. Get ready. Don't let Satan fool you. Let that spirit rule you. If you ever want to get to glory. Now, if that River Jordan is your goal, get the devil under your control. And keep right on rowing with that gospel oar. And you're sure to reach the shore. When them waters start to roll and toss, keep on praying till you get across. Sing a good old hallelujah song, and you can't go wrong. Thank you.
Phil Oman and Victor Arden and their orchestra around March of 1926 with Morning Glory Lane. I hope they were getting paid by the note on that one. There are lots of streets named Morning Glory Lane around the country, but darned if I could find out who wrote that tune. Before Morning Glory Lane, it was Dick Robertson with Gene Cardos and his orchestra and Glory from January 25, 1932. That was preceded by Peggy Mann with Ben Pollock and his Pick a Rib Boys and I'm in My Glory. That was recorded by Decca in Los Angeles on September 21, 1937. I'm in My Glory was written by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh and is from the Burt Lahr, Alice Brady, Jimmy Savo picture, Merry-Go-Round of 1938. We began that glorious set with Jan Garber and his orchestra, a bit outside of our 1920s and 30s boundaries, on March 22, 1941, and Glory Be to Love. The vocalist there is unidentified. A couple of weeks ago at Monday Night Salon, the song It's Been So Long came up. I wondered just how long So Long is. Well, here's one version of it to start off a So Long set.
It's been so long since I held you tight when we said goodnight. It was so long, honey, can't you see what you've done to me? I've been in a kind of daze for days and days and days, feeling blue,
missing you in all so many ways.
'Cause it was so nice when we had that date every night a day. It was oh so nice. Then we said goodbye, what a fool was I. Let me get back in your arms where I belong. 'Cause it's been oh so long. Thank you.
I've been all around, I've been up and down, I had the blues so long. Wherever I go, whatever I do, something just seems to go wrong. I've asked the good Lord to help me to drive my blues away, but no, oh no, I know that devil's here to stay. So what can I do? It looks like I'm through. I've had the blues so long, so long.
Frank Munn with Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra on October 17, 1929, and "'Twas Not So Long Ago." "'Twas Not So Long Ago" was written by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern and was preceded by Isham Jones Jr.'s, Jones' last band, on March 25, 1936, with "'I've Had the Blues So Long.'" The vocalist was Woody Herman, reed man in the band, and the guy to whom Jones would turn the band over, starting his career as a bandleader. Before that, it was the Harry Yerkes Band, The Happy Six, February 25th, 1921, and Not So Long Ago. Not So Long Ago was written by Charles Anthony Bea, who was born in 1891 and brought such memorable songs as Eve Cost Adam Just One Bone, You Get Used to It After a While, and I'd Be Proud to Be the Mother of a Soldier. And we started off that So Long set with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra with It's Been So Long. That Decca recording is from January 30th, 1936, and features the vocal by Maurice Muzzy Marcellino, who played guitar in the band, and the debutantes. The debutantes were Marjorie Briggs, Betty Noyes, and Dorothy Compton. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. For as long as we have left, I've got some records here for no particular reason. Just messing around, I guess. And speaking of messing around, here's Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra, who are messing around. Thank you.
horn man, on your horn man, and you won't play fair. In fact, you never seem to care. Go away now, don't you play now, 'cause you're just a swag from Delaware. You know you get a rising when they find out what you do. You rising, jazzing, thing, you drive me insane. Heart breaks and things, make my heart quakes and things. Don't know how you'll drag your music and fill the air. Follow my tip, you better get hip. Wow! Nothing but a square from Delaware. Quickly, I can't stand this at all. You're strictly from Dixie. You're strictly from hunger. You better lay off, man. Lay off, man. When I hear you lay that jive, I know you ain't getting nowhere. You should be banned from the bandstand. You're strictly a square from Delaware. Oh, a square. You're a square. Yes, a square. A square. You're strictly from Dixie and a square from Delaware. Thank you.
We started off this final segment of this final show of 2012 with Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra and Messin' Around from July of 1926. That was an instrumental, but the band recorded a vocal version the following month. Messin' Around was followed by the OK Syncopators, a Sam Lennon pseudonym, and I'm Walking Around in Circles, written by Fred Phillips, Sam M. Lewis, and Joe Young. That recording is from June 21, 1925. We did some shape-shifting and went from circles to a square with Fats Waller in his rhythm and You're a Square from Delaware from April 11, 1940. That was written by Leonard Feather. We started with some mood music and ended with some music to put you in a sensational mood. That was Earl Hines and his orchestra, July 14, 1932, and Sensational Mood. And we've got time for one more. This is Mary Harris and one of only two sides she ever made. Not exactly toe-tapping music, but with New Year's Eve tomorrow, it's timely, and I haven't played it on the show before. Accompanied by Petey Wheatstraw, whose real name was William Bunch, on piano, and Charlie Jordan on guitar, here's Happy New Year Blues, recorded in Chicago on October 31st, 1935.
Good morning, people. I wish you a happy new year. I'm so glad, people, so glad that I'm here. New year has come. I'm still feeling the same old way. For me till I get young again. Thank you.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. This being the last show of 2012, I want to thank you all for your support and encouragement over the past year and convey my best wishes to you, your family and friends for a very happy, healthy, safe, and exceptionally prosperous new year. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next year, and as always, and especially tonight, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.